This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, fam. What up, fam?
Fam.
All right,
what
fam. Do you know what? Sometimes I am jealous of the London accent. I wish I had one.
Wagwan,
they just sound so fucking cool.
A lot of people won't like that now, Emma. That's one of the most controversial things you've ever said.
Very nationalist.
Why?
That is one of the most controversial.
Stop making everything political. I'm just talking about the accent itself.
The accent
itself
is cool. I remember it was actually like around this time 2 years ago, I got a message off a girl from London.
Ooh!
But her parents were from around here or whatever. And she used to listen to me on the radio and I was like, oh, she's class. And she sent me a voice note and she was like, I love your voice. It's like a cup,
wow.
She was like, it's like a cup of tea to me. And I was like, oh my God, ready to get married. Here we go. But it was her accent that really set it over the line.
I swear to God,
it's
lads.
Like a cup of tea.
It's
a real thing, fancying someone for their voice.
Oh, 100%.
I have genuinely get the flutters for people's voices.
I'm convinced that's how my mate Matty pulled so much, because he's a Scouser accent, but Jesus, is he ugly.
My ex-boyfriend. Would you stop?
They're charming accents.
I went out with a guy, not for very long, for a few months, I suppose, dated a guy. And one of the things I liked most about him was his voice. I was like, just talk to me.
Really?
Yeah, oh, just send me a voice note. Why are you texting me? I want to hear your voice.
Yeah. That's nice.
Fucking love people's voices.
I do remember one time, just back to the English accents, being in, I think it was in Hollister in London. And I was like in secondary school and I was like buying a jumper. I was so excited. Mm. And she was like, hello, how are you today? And I just go, grand. And I felt like
a bogger.
I felt like cow dung.
Yeah.
I felt like literally a bale of hay.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm such a bogger, but
that's so typical Ireland, isn't it?
Just next to her, like.
And I honestly think it's nothing to do with the fact that we use our voices a lot for radio. Now I'm really conscious of how I'm speaking and if it's quite low. I have always just had such a horn for people's voices.
A horn for the voices.
Yeah. A horn for the voices.
What, is there someone
people
in particular?
People probably have a horn for your voice.
Someone in particular's voice.
Think of that.
In terms of a great radio voice, when I say horn,
or just
I
like so, or like an accent, or is there someone like a celebrity?
Niall Power
your
works for
Niall.
Beat. Your friend Niall as well. He works in Beat, and he has
Niall's
a voice.
My friend as well.
Yeah, Niall's your friend as well, and yeah, he does a breakfast show down in Waterford, and his voice is just like, I don't know. It's so distinguishable.
Right.
He does have a great voice.
And so recognisable and so warm.
Right, okay. I never would have thought that about Niall. I think Niall's brilliant at radio, but I never would have been like, oh, his voice is absolutely amazing.
Really?
His accent is amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
no, nothing like that.
I love an Niall distinguishable
Joe, who I love,
voice.
Garen Noon. Garen Noon.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
he's so funny.
The Mayo accent is like.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, I can't replicate it.
Another great voice. Now I regret saying the word horn at all in this context, and I really hope I mean this so lightly and anything weird. Just in terms of, I think it's gorgeous. Steve Kay's voice.
Oh yeah,
Steve Kay has a great voice.
Gorgeous,
great voice. Yeah. I like a Donegal accent.
Me too.
A Donegal accent. Yeah.
Anything Northern Ireland, and obviously separate to Donegal, but anything North, stunning.
Yeah, love it.
A Northern Irish accent. That's.
But Donegal has that warmth as well. It has a particular kind of. I think I'm.
Sounds like music.
It does. It's stunning. Okay, bye.
Yo, it's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, hello. What's the crack?
How are
we all? It's Wednesday. I actually had to ask Dave. I did a Dave on it this morning, walking out of the car park.
Yeah, she was like, what day is it?
Is
it Tuesday? I said, no, Emma.
No, darling.
Wednesday.
Much better.
I honestly had such a pep in my step after he said that, but I actually felt like I was pulling such a Dave on it. It was a genuine question. I was like, is it Tuesday today, Dave? And he was like, no.
Silly Billy.
No.
What's the crack?
I was walking around town yesterday. I was on Dawson Street and I saw two Gardaí on horseback.
Say it correctly. One Garda, two
Nyardi. Broner. On horseback. And they were on the girthiest horses I had ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know where the guards find them horses.
Where the hell did they get those horses?
They're absolute stunners, aren't they?
Oh my God. No, I actually was. Do you know sometimes you glance and you're like, and then you glance again and then you're like, I actually have to look back again.
Yeah.
Even though I've already glanced like three times, I was like, I really need to just like give this a second and take it all in.
Wow, I'm really impressed that you're giving the horses of the world so much love this
morning. I had never seen a horse so big and there were two of them.
They are
units. And I've never really looked at the Garda horses, so you know that they're on big, massive lads.
We have Garda horses like patrolling like our home. you know what I mean? Like sometimes they're just up and down the road. It's actually really annoying because you have to overtake them and you feel like you're overtaking a guard. But like, it's really annoying.
Yeah,
it's a lot of anxiety.
In general, overtaking a horse isn't fun.
Yeah.
Like what if it gets spooked or whatever?
Exactly. Oh, but they're massive. They're like buildings. They're massive.
I couldn't get over big ones. The hooves were like the size of my head.
Yeah. I don't understand where they find them.
Chunkiest belly.
They must be bred specifically for. Yeah. He's massive.
Why do you think they need such big ones?
Do you know what? I don't know.
Is it
just embarrassing to go around a pony? I don't know.
Get up on that thing. You'd need an escalator. Like
you would need a stepladder.
It'd be insane.
Oh my god, it was actually so cool. But I doubt they get anything done because it was just a crowd of people like rubbing their noses.
I know.
Like everyone
know.
had stopped them and they were just rubbing the horse.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
And the two guards were just chatting away.
Their horses are on patrol, they're on duty.
They're on the clock.
I need to ask my dad about that because he's a retired guard, but I'd love to know like what is the practicality of being on horseback?
I would love to know.
Rather than on a bicycle.
Going on a chase through town on a horseback.
But you probably couldn't do that.
No.
No, I don't understand. I remember when we were on our J1, we were all in a house party and there's probably like 50 people in the one tiny house and four cops arrived on horseback.
No.
And we were literally like, this is so unthreatening.
You're like,
I just feel like it's counterproductive. Yeah.
Do you know, I think of like the kind of Grand Central Park, that park in, do you remember Elf?
Oh yeah.
And all the people come on the horses and like, I'm just like,
that's cowboy
terrifying.
Town.
Yeah, really quick one as well. I remember from my horsey days, and I could be wrong, and I'm sure that they have different shoes on their horses for this, on these particular Garda horses. But my memory of like having a horse on the road was like, you can't get past a trot.
Yeah.
Which is quite a slow enough.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Like speed or whatever. Yeah. To get into a canter, it would be too slippy on a
That's
road.
What I was wondering, yeah.
So they must have some kind of studs or something on there. Anyway, listen, we could talk about
it. Grips.
The Garda horses. Fodder for a lot of talk.
Hey. 6 minutes after seven, good morning. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Love that so much. It's an absolute banger from Sonny Federa. Called Mind Still. At 12 minutes after 7, you're listening to Spin.
A little tiny quiz for you. What does this sound remind you of?
Someone falling.
No.
A door closing. One more time. Is that a pinball machine?
No. What type of door closing? It should get you very excited, this sound.
It will get me excited.
Yeah.
I don't know, a two-part door for stables.
It's a certain door that you close across certain weekends of the year.
Across
it's usually bad smell when you close that door. And it's the sound of a festival. It's a Portaloo door closing.
Yes, it is. I'm there and I can smell it all.
Guys, festival season has kicked off for me.
And that's how we're kicking it off.
With the sound of the closing of a Portaloo door, right. I said, we are back, baby. I've been to two festivals in 3 days.
What?
Sunday.
Get back to yourself.
Coral Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely banging.
You know, whenever you say Coral Festival, I think you were under the sea.
Oh, like coral?
Yeah. It's like a choir.
Choirs, yeah. I probably should. Yeah, it was absolutely lit. And then last night, I was at another festival that was absolutely lit in a different way.
Okay.
Because I was at the International Literature Festival of Dublin. And it was bloody awesome, guys.
How was this? Did you have your glow sticks out?
It was unreal.
What was the muck like? I wore
my bucket hat. It was actually lovely. It was in Merrion Square and they have a lovely... They have the layout lovely. And I went to a talk with an author that I like called Sayaka Murata. Sayaka Murata. She's a Japanese author. And she didn't really speak English. So she had like a translator.
Cool.
It was actually fascinating to observe because...
Yeah, I've never been somewhere where they have a translator. That's cool.
Yeah, and I've actually never been to any sort of like talk with an author before. So it was very interesting.
I always see that in movies. You know? But I've never actually been to an author's talk.
It comes across very sophisticated.
You can imagine.
You're there.
What did you wear out of interest?
I was wearing yesterday.
Bucket hat.
Shirt and top and jeans. But the translator was amazing. She would speak. So the moderator would ask a question. He'd be translating it to her while the question was being asked. She would speak for, I'd say, like 7 minutes.
No.
Yeah. He would be taking notes. He must have been able to do like shorthand. And it was like the most intricate stuff. And then he would just relay it all back. That's unreal. Yeah, so cool.
Oh God, I'd be so worried about that. I'd be like, oh wait, what did she say there? And that was really important. And
yeah,
I wonder if any of the translators ever messed with them being like, lol.
Yeah.
Well, they're just like saying completely the opposite.
7 minutes and the translator just comes in and she goes, yeah, I'm really happy with it.
Yeah. But this author's real quirky. Like the section that she was in was like dystopian fiction. So it's all kind of like other, like as if the world was different to the way it is now, kind of. Okay. So there was... My favourite book of hers is a book called Convenience Store Woman, and it's basically about this 36-year-old woman who's had a part-time job at a convenience store for the last 18 years.
Okay, love.
And everyone around her is like, get a new job, what are you doing with your life? And she's like, I love the convenience store.
Yeah.
She's like, it is life.
I'm
love
obsessed
it.
With that.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah.
She's written another story about a man in love with a curtain.
Okay. Oh.
It's a love story between a man and
a
curtain.
She had me and then she lost me.
And then another book that they brought up in the talk, which has not yet been translated into English, but I wish it was, is a mad concept where the Japanese government has introduced a new law to up the birth rate. If you give birth to 10 children, you're then allowed to choose one person to kill off.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
One person, like, oh, sorry, not one of the children.
No, like any person. Because you've given 10 new people,
you see, like,
you can kill off them. Obviously, this is all just a fiction, like dystopian.
Well, thank you.
But I was like, I would read that, but it's in Japanese.
But it's just one of those things, isn't it, where it's like, what? I felt like she had us in the first half where she was in a girl who loved working in a convenience store. I was like, very sweet, very nice.
Yeah, very wholesome.
Very wholesome. And well, then it just kind of went
I want
to
ask you the same
left.
Question. You have 10 kids, who are you killing?
You.
Too quick, I'd be worried about
that.
Too true. At the end then of the talk, everybody queued up and got all their books signed.
Did they?
It's very cute.
So we're literally on the 22nd of May. C Sessions is kicking off in less than a month. We have those tickets to go later. And you've been to two festivals.
I've already been to two festivals, guys. I did miss a day's work.
Why didn't we have the literary festival on the golden ticket?
That's so true. Oh my God.
Where are your little wristbands? You're not a wristband last night.
Snipped off. They had
it
real tight on me.
Yeah,
had a real tight.
There's muck all over you.
I know, actually, I gave it to somebody on my way out.
You have a bit of pass tomorrow. Back, did you?
Yeah.
Dasha on Spin Now. This is a tune. It's called Austin. Turn it up. We had a plan.
Move out of the town. Fully charged. Recharged.
Jonas Brothers, Waffle House on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Hope you're well this morning.
Morning.
Big news in the world of Rylan Clark.
Oh.
Rylan Clark of X Factor fame, of Big Brother fame, was on a podcast with Jessie Ware. Honestly, I don't mean to be mean, but it's a terrible podcast.
That's a brilliant start to this story. Who's Jessie Ware?
A singer.
Singer, yeah.
Right, I don't know her.
She's part of a podcast, I think with her parents.
Does she present the podcast?
Table Manners. No, there's no presenting on this podcast. That's why it's so terrible. They're sitting around having a genuine full dinner around a kitchen table.
Oh, no.
And you're listening to them eating and chewing and messing with their cutlery.
Oh, no.
And they bring guests over to do a podcast. But it's like, can you pass me the gravy? Like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm honestly with you. That sounds awful.
That sounds really bad.
It was probably the worst thing
like
I've ever
doing a podcast
to.
In a dentist office. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but not the good stuff.
Some things shouldn't be conjoined together.
Oh, just,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. The reason I even put myself through going through this podcast in the first place is because I was gripped and intrigued by a headline I'd read, which is that Rylan Clark of X Factor and Big Brother fame admitted that he's been releasing music for a while, but under a pseudonym, okay?
Okay.
And that this conversation happened on this podcast. So there I was, sifting through the whole hour and 10-minute episode of them clonking.
You poor thing.
But I got it, right? And this is what he's saying on the podcast as to, like, for example, why he is doing this under a pseudonym. I think it's a pretty big deal that he's been writing music. Apparently songs that do quite well in the charts as of late.
In the charts?
Yeah. Stuff that does all right, he's saying. But the reason that he's keeping his name out of it is because, bringing it back to X Factor, you might remember, in case you don't know, he didn't have the best voice. He
wasn't
kind
great.
Of the token act. You know, every year they have like a token act that does really well.
But he didn't have the worst voice. Like, he wasn't a Wagner. Do you know what I mean?
He was the Chico.
He was a Chico.
We'll get to it, yeah. But first of all, this is what he said about why he's decided to keep his name out of it.
I had a very easy role to play on that show, and that was be the one that everyone talks about. And my job wasn't to sing on X Factor. I think if Joe Public read tomorrow, Ryland's bringing out a CD, people would go, shut up, like, and it would already be prejudged.
Okay, so fair enough.
Mm. It would do very well with grannies, I'd say.
Maybe so. You mentioned that he's a good singer. Is he?
Ha ha ha. Honestly, they had me in the first half and then it just kind of went downhill.
I don't even know what song
that
is.
It's so weird. And I know this stuff tends to happen to Aisling a lot. You know, she walks home and she finds a big document and it's some kind of a Leo Varadkar speech or something magical or an insight to a new book.
That hasn't happened in a while, actually.
But it's mad. I was walking through Marley Park yesterday and I found three vinyls and three trees.
No. You're joking.
Yeah. And the three vinyls were the Ryland songs that he was involved with.
Oh,
it was mad. So I brought the three vinyls.
What are you doing
home.
In Marley Park?
I know. I hooked up the vinyls, had a listen, and honestly, I'm in shock. He's behind some of the biggest songs that we play on Spin.
No.
Oh my God. That's...
Including this. Don't you wait to try it. What? Why is it?
Are you scared to find it? Get off me!
I was so excited.
Is that in the song all the time?
It's in the song all the time, but on this vinyl, it was really pitched
up. Yeah,
you
could hear clearly.
Hear it.
Yeah.
And then,
that's the thing with vinyls.
Yeah.
You hear more of the song.
Totally. The needle brings it up, yeah. And then obviously the lads from New Era, they're like dubs, aren't they?
Birds in the Sky.
Who would have thought that Ryland was involved as well?
No.
I have just come to my front door and opened it and a bat has flown at me and landed on my hand. So can someone please tell me if that's normal behaviour? I don't think that's normal for the bat. I've already got a pheasant. I don't need this.
Honestly,
that's
vinyl.
Oh, yeah, that slaps.
Oh, my God. I need this vinyl.
I know, it's so good. I'm so lucky that I found them in three trees in Marley Park. And I actually can't believe it. Ariana Grande's hit song.
Oh, stop. He's really doing well for himself.
I was once mugged by a fox.
Ronnie Clark.
Oh my God. I'm going to listen to these songs closely from now on. Just to make sure I can catch them.
You never know what you're missing out on until you listen in really, really close.
Will you listen on vinyl, man? It's a different experience. I get it now. Different experience, babe.
Kygo, Neva Max. This is Whatever on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Megan Trainor and Made You Look on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We're giving you lovely prizes this week on the show, all thanks to Taste of Dublin. We want to send you to it. It's happening in Merrion Square this year on Thursday the 13th to Sunday the 16th of June. New location. And it's in association with the international furnishing retailer Yisk.
I wouldn't be about separation at these things, but is there a vegetarian specific area, do you think?
I don't think there'd be a specific area, but I don't think you're going to have your, you know, vegetables and stuff right beside the meat. Like, it's not, the meat smoke isn't.
You know what they generally have is, like, each stand will have, like, three options and one of them's usually veggie.
Yeah, it's actually brilliant
for a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I love that.
At taste,
going around, especially if it's sunny and eating in the little...
Honestly, little tiny bites. And
unbelievable.
Do you think they'll have a load of acai bowls this year? The acai bowls.
Anyway, enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest artists and producers and incredible live music entertainment where food lovers feast. You can get tickets now at tasteofdublin.ie.
So there's a pair of tickets to go every single day and at the end of the week someone's going to bag themselves that €1,000 voucher to spend at Yusk. It's very exciting. For you too, Jamie, what are you up to this morning? On your way to work, yeah?
Work, actually.
What do you do, Jamie?
I actually work in a hospital.
Oh, very good.
What's your role?
Are you a doctor? Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, unfortunately, no. I act like one.
Well, then that's the same thing.
How do doctors act? Do they act very, like, they're full of themselves?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Really?
When you say you act like a doctor, yeah. I hope you're not going around diagnosing patients without the credentials.
No.
Legally, I have to say no.
But, Jamie, are you walking around with that big D energy, as in that big doctor energy?
Oh, of course.
In the hospital.
Always.
I love it. I love it.
Go for it.
Okay. Let's try and get you to Taste of Dublin. This is pretty easy. What's going to happen here is we're going to throw 30 seconds onto the clock. And producer Callum, he's in the room. He's going to show us loads of food-based words on these cards. It's our job, myself or Dave's or Aisling's, to describe these words to you. And it's kind of a bit of pressure on us because we have to be really good at this to try and get you in this draw.
It's like Heads Up, Jamie. I don't know if you've ever played Heads Up, but it's very similar to that. A lot of pressure on us.
Yeah, so if the word is apple, we'll say it's a fruit. It can be green or red, pink lady, you know the score. So we'll try to get as many as we can. You need to get 5 or more in 30 seconds to be top of the leaderboard and in with a chance to win the €1,000 voucher. Do you want to play with Emma, Dave or Aisling this morning?
We'll go with Dave.
It's always me. Okay, okay, Jamie. I'm sorry in advance.
He wasn't very good yesterday, okay, now, Jamie.
Let's go, Jamie.
Give him a chance. Clock. Let's go.
They're flat and you have them on a Tuesday, one day of the year.
Pancakes.
Yes. These are a Christmas dinner. They're like cabbages, but much smaller, and they're rotten. They have little crosses in the bottom. They're green. They're green. Like if you shrunk broccoli into a ball.
Oh my god.
I'm doing the most here, Jamie.
Christmas dinner.
My mind is completely blank.
Oh gosh.
Oh dear.
Little crosses in the bottom. Wow. Dear.
Wow, that was terrible.
Jamie.
That was not my fault, Jamie.
In fairness,
I know,
now, Dave.
That was my
you
fault.
Did kind of give up,
fault.
Dave. You kind of have to keep giving suggestions.
I knew Ash was going to have an issue. I knew Ash was going
to
have an issue.
Well, I haven't asked to play yet, so I'm allowed to critique
everybody. What
would
you, what more could you have given there?
I just wouldn't have stopped talking.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have started criticising Jamie mid-game.
Look, this is what you get when you go for me, okay?
Have we explained what it was?
No, we haven't.
It was Brussels sprouts, Jamie.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It.
Okay,
I don't need them, so.
Yeah, either
a
do
score
I.
Of one.
A
score
of
one.
Yeah, no, it does.
Probably out. Sorry, Jamie, for the ISK voucher, but you are going to taste of Dublin, so that's good.
Yeah, congrats, Jamie.
Great. Thanks so much.
Enjoy, nice. Ireland. Bye.
Enjoy,
thank
doctor.
You. Have
see
a good
later.
Day.
Bye.
Goodbye, doctor.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.
I'm actually really hating this week because I can't overemphasize how good I would be at this game. Not one person so far this week has wanted to play with me.
Oh, you poor thing.
No,
boo-hoo. Poor Ashley.
No one wants to play with me.
No.
Not fair.
No, that's probably because you're really annoying.
It's because I'm the last name on the list.
It's because
you're a child.
It is. They just forget. They forget that I'm here.
Oh, yeah, because you're really just so quiet. Everyone just forgets that you're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's easy to miss you.
No, they just think I'd be...
Usher, you're never on.
They just
no
think
one ever hears
should have a chance or something.
Maybe someone who plays tomorrow will pick you.
I'm too quiet.
Oh, yeah. You never express yourself, or nobody knows your personality at this stage.
Why does everyone want to play with me?
We play again tomorrow here at Spin After 9. That's all I got
to say. Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Is that
okay? Badger and Natasha Bedingfield. It is funny. It's funny that
it is funny.
Do you know why I find it really funny? Because there was a guy in my year in school called Badger.
I doubt that.
No, that's 100% true.
Yeah, but I imagine that's his nickname.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course.
Wasn't Chris and Badger like this Badger here?
No, his name was Oren.
Producer
Colin. Call him Badger.
This Badger is also not called Badger. It's a stage name.
Oh, go on. What's the name?
I'll find it for you in
is
a second.
Is it Oren?
It may be. But I did, and this is no word of a lie, have someone in my class in school, this was his actual name, Wolf.
Wolf.
Whoa. W-O-L-F-E.
That's like Barry Keoghan's son, isn't he, Wolf?
No, no, Brando is his name.
Brando, but he always puts a wolf emoji beside it.
Yeah.
And Badger's real name is Alex.
Alex, ah.
Very good.
Disappointed?
A little bit. If you had to pick a DJ name that was an animal, what would you go for?
Pig Girl.
Pig Girl? Dave, any thoughts?
Phoenix,
oh, that's cool.
I don't think they're real, though.
I can't stop thinking about Badger, so I'm going to go Squirrely.
Yeah, very
squirrely.
Good.
We want to send you to Sea Sessions and to Longitude and to Electric Picnic.
All three separate competitions, I presume.
No!
What?
Dave, are you not aware that this is the most generous prize on Irish radio?
But for three different people,
no,
surely,
no? No, one epic prize. It's got to go because festival season is kicking off really, really soon. And if you want to... get on for your chance to win by messaging us the word golden right now. 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
What's the story? How are we? Wednesday. Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin. Just gone 3 minutes after 8.
Up. Morning. Oops. We had quite an in-depth conversation this time yesterday about 99s.
Yeah.
We did.
And we were talking about sprinkles in particular, the cost of sprinkles, the lack of sprinkles sometimes on
you
a 99.
You were charged, I believe, 25 cents for a measly amount of sprinkles.
Like a little dust. Like.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Producer
that.
Callum paid 75 cents, I believe, for a
yeah, but he got a dunk.
He got a full dunk.
Would you pay 75 for a full
well,
dunk?
Well, this is the thing. I've been stewing on this all night and I think I might.
Okay.
Because, yes, but yesterday an amazing thing happened to me. I got a 99 with my friend.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
And I got double flaked. I got double flaked.
This is so typical
you.
Have you ever seen the like?
Just because of your lovely smile?
Maybe.
Did you flirt?
No, I didn't flirt.
Were you wearing a low cut top?
No.
Is that how you get two
I'm
flakes?
Joking.
Good
joking.
To know.
No, I posted this on my Instagram story and people were really happy for me.
Were you strutting your stuff?
Hold on, I'm going to the shop to get an ice cream. Let me put something sexy on.
So I get double flakes. It sounds quite like seductive.
It does sound a bit seductive.
So what really happened was I was getting a 99 and my friend was getting a 99 and then he went to put the flake in hers and she was like, oh no, wait, I don't want my flake. So then he was like, well, do you want it?
Sorry, you kind of, that's slightly misleading because your Instagram story makes it look like you were strutting your stuff and got double flaked.
So you're fake. You're a fake person.
Excuse you.
You've sold out. You've turned into an influencer now.
Oh,
you've decided to go against us.
Can't believe it, got double flaked.
Yeah, but you can't be like, can't believe it, got a Ferrari. But it's like, yeah, but you paid for it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't pay for the second flake.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
He didn't.
Like, did you not feel something when you saw the double flake?
Yeah, jealousy. I thought, another win for Aisling.
Another win in this life for Aisling.
That was the intention.
Right.
And I win.
Were you honest with the people that replied to you saying, oh, guys?
Well, nobody asked how I got the double flake. So people well, actually, it wasn't really.
Do you know people are going around today who follow you on Instagram thinking, what does she have that
what
I don't?
She have? How does she do that?
A bit of mystery doesn't go amiss. Well, don't forget that.
There's no mystery left. Do you forget you're on the radio?
Oh, whatever. I
She's
might have been a bit misleading.
How was it now? Did you eat, like, do you chomp down on the flake or do you scoop the ice cream with the flake?
I will say the double flake.
Can you let me in on your secrets?
Too far.
Was it?
Oh, I was in bits afterwards. I was so full.
Single,
I can see why they do the single flake.
Sometimes with the flake, this is what I enjoy. I enjoy keeping it till the very end, and then when I get to the cone part, I shove the flake into the cone.
I've seen that done.
Oh, I've never seen that.
A sandwich of ice cream, cone and flake.
That sounds unbelievable.
Yeah. Incredible. I just don't know how you could resist the flake all the way to the end.
Sometimes the ice cream is so good. Yeah. Is it too early for 99?
I felt like I made a great point the other day where I said, isn't it mad how much of a monopoly that flake have on 99?
It's incredible.
Isn't that impressive?
Yeah.
You could have had a crunchy in there.
They missed a trick.
They did.
Golden ticket. It's on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Not going to lie, I did say espresso for years.
Espresso, I would have said the exact same thing.
Oh, yes, I would have said that too. Espresso.
But look, I feel like we just weren't brought up on espressos.
We weren't.
We're not Italian.
Exactly.
Or Irish.
Posh.
We were raised on a cup of cha.
A cup of cha.
We would love to send you to get really expensive tea. Yeah. At music festivals this summer.
It's rotten as well. It's not good.
It's not good. No, it is lovely.
We're not really selling the festival experience.
When you wake
here,
up
are we?
On the Saturday morning and someone says, "Do you want a cup of tea?" and you said, "You know what? I don't think there's anything more in this life that I would love more than a cup of tea right now for £4."
No one has ever tried to sell the prospect of going to music festivals through the medium of tea.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's how old we're getting.
But we really do want to send you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic this summer. We really can only play this for another 4 weeks, I would say, before Sea Sessions gets too close to call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we need a winner on this very soon.
Ellen wants to take it off us. You are on your way to work. Where's work for you, Ellen?
I work in Crumlin Hospital.
Oh, very good.
Our second hospital worker this morning. Are you a doctor?
No.
Are you a nurse?
I'm a brain surgeon.
Oh! I'm guessing that's a good joke.
No, I don't. I work in one of the offices.
Very cool. Okay.
Do you walk around as if you're a doctor? Like you own the place?
No, not really, because I only just started there, so I need to...
Another week or two.
Our last caller, Jamie, was very kind of coy about what he was doing in the hospital.
Yeah, he was. I didn't even know if he was meant to be there.
Yeah, he just loves visiting people.
Yeah, very true.
Ellen,
what's the story with your summer plans? Have you anything on at the moment? Do you have any tickets to any festivals? You got on any holidays?
No, I have nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so you've got all the annual leave to be spent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy
and
days.
So what's the kind of festival vibe? Would you be looking for Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic? If you win, you're going to all of them, but what one would you be most excited
for? Electric Picnic would be my most excited.
Who do you want to see?
I don't know. Everyone?
Bit of Kylie? Everything.
Bit of Kylie. Calvin Harris, yeah. Maybe? Noah Kahan?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Everyone I can get to.
Fair enough. Would you do the full camping, would you, Ellen?
If I can get a babysitter, yes.
Okay, very nice.
I wish we could include that in the prize. We might need to figure that out.
Exactly, yeah, please.
Emma will do it.
Voucher.
Emma will do it. She's no interest in EP.
Shut up. Don't be saying things like that.
Thanks, Emma.
Don't put any ideas into Beauty Column. Emma's not allowed to go to festival this year because she's minding your kids.
Think of the content. The
okay, I'm going to go through all of the festivals that are on. So if you need a babysitter for Longitude, for Seychelles, for anything, we'll just dial in Emma.
Lads, remember, we're dealing with a cruel, cruel man.
That's it.
The power to make that happen.
All right, Ellen. Well, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Do I have to guess the song and the artist?
That's exactly it. You've got to guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds. And if you do all that, you'll win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. All the songs have been played on spin this week. They're always played on spin. So it's not like we're going to start playing it like an opera or something like that. They're all played on spin.
Hopefully, anyway.
If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something with multiple artists, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Okay. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap as quickly as possible. When you get it correct, pause the clock.
Okay, good. Ellen's like, shut up and let's get going.
Get ready for the next one.
All right. I'm nervous.
Ellen, where are you from?
Ranla.
Ellen from Ranla. 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. St. Texas.
Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Stop the clock.
You know, my little niece, she's only 5, and she said to me the other day, I have a new favourite song. I said, what's it called? She said, Saint Texas.
Oh, This Ain't Texas.
Saint Texas.
Very good.
Thank you. All right, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em in the bag. You got that in 4 seconds. Nicely done. We've 4 songs to go, 21 seconds.
And a swap remaining as well, Ellen. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I was supposed to be sent
away, but Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yes,
stop
the clock.
Well done. Are you a big Swiftie?
I was back in the day. I've kind of gone off and on. I didn't get her new album yet.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we are playing that one a lot.
I've heard them on spin, obviously,
Top of the class.
Taylor Swift and Post Malone, Fortnite. We have 13.8 seconds left, 3 songs to go, and the swap as well.
Yeah, let's see if we can speed it up just a little bit, Ellen. If you know the song, say it as quickly as possible so we can get in there, no messing. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You see the devil takes the best of
us. Sarah McKennedy.
Might
want to swap.
Let's do it.
Okay, well done. That was Keane DeCrow, Part of Me.
Yeah, so, good tune.
That's
all right. We're back to 13.8 seconds, and we have a brand new song 3 for you, Ellen.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Set the clock.
Any ideas who she is?
Chop, chop, chop.
I don't know.
Scissors was a good clue, but I wouldn't have said it because I would have thought that was too obvious. I was about to say the thing you cut paper with.
I was about to say scissors, and Ashling went for it. Then I was like chop, chop, which didn't help. Sorry.
Scissor and Kill Bill, Ellen.
Oh, God, I'm a bit old for that one now, I think.
Ellen, you don't sound old at all. Not at all. Don't be putting yourself down. That's all right, Ellen. You've got a cool office job.
Is it all right, Ashling? Is it all right?
Ellen wouldn't have got a babysitter anyway. Yeah. Emma wasn't going to do it.
Ellen, did you have fun playing?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's all that matters, isn't it? I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Perfect.
We're so glad.
Save it for us, Ellen.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
See you later. All right. We attempt to give this away again tomorrow on the show.
We will give this away within the next month, and it could be to you listening, but please know your music because we really need to give this away, because it'd be really, really embarrassing if it gets to like the 21st of June.
I think this is the first time
we have to do a raffle or something.
Yeah, I know. God, that'd be awful.
That's terrible. I think this is the first time since the Golden Ticket launched, whatever the guts of 2 years ago now, that we have something that is so time sensitive.
Yeah.
That like it has to go. So please come on. Like, it's 3 of the biggest music festivals in Ireland this year.
Don't rest on your laurels.
You don't want someone else winning this and you're hearing going, oh my God, what a summer they're
going to have. I easily could have got that.
Plus, if someone in your life knows music, get onto them to win it for you.
Yeah, totally. You, like, these tickets are for you and someone else. So team up on this. Whatever you need to do to win them, give it a go. We urge you. Message us the word golden, G-O-L-D-E-N. Not to be like, make that so silly, but just if you just send that word over, we'll know you're interested and you could be on to play tomorrow and win it. It's exciting.
It is.
Simple as that.
I know, I know where I'd be. I'd be absolutely spamming Callum out of it if it was me. Like, get me on!
You'd probably
give
be
me
blocked,
a lash at it.
Yeah. Or a straight block.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Good morning. So I've been back on the dating apps the last couple of weeks, right? I know, exciting stuff.
Is it?
No. Dear God, it is boring and it is dry out
here.
It's hell. It's not good. It's not good.
Suck. Has anyone ever been like, God, the apps are booming this week?
I don't think anyone, unless you're extremely good looking.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? So, without further ado, I thought we'd go through my Hinge profile.
Oh, you're going to...
I'd love for you to. I'd love for you to review it if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
And the reason being is because I felt like at the start of it I was kind of taking it seriously and I was actually putting in some effort.
Yeah. Putting your best foot forward.
And now I've decided I don't care anymore. I'm going to die alone anyway.
Okay.
So why don't I just absolutely take the mickey?
How long have you been back in the apps, just out of interest?
About a week.
Okay, so after 7 days, you're apathetic, you're done.
Yeah, done.
Are you kind of, are you trying to take the mick out of love, out of relationships, or out of Hinge?
Just out of Hinge, I suppose.
Or yourself.
Some soldiers have been on the apps for years.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be pretty annoyed to hear that you've just given up after a week.
Alessia, I haven't given up. I've just like, I've decided it's more fun if you absolutely take the mick because it's better crack.
Okay.
And I only want to match with people who get my crack.
Oh, then.
You know what I mean? So, okay. For example...
That's interesting.
You can't write your own...
Callum's gone.
You can't write your own captions for photos, right? But you can choose predetermined captions for your Hinge photos.
So just, the profile on Hinge, for those who don't know... is much more engaging, it tries to be, than others, i.e. there's stuff you can reply to and engage with someone on that isn't a photo. It could be, you have to answer like three stupid questions.
Prompts and stuff like
I like that. I think that's fun. Yeah.
So without further ado, obviously it's radio and this will be quite visual, but it's just a photo of me walking along a stage, right?
Okay.
And it's quite a good photo of me. But I've decided to take the mic and the caption is my favourite thing to do when social distancing. This is what I want. I want the captions to make zero sense whatsoever.
Okay, so that doesn't add up to...
Exactly.
Okay.
I go on to one of my prompts, my most irrational fear, and I wrote, getting sucked through the airplane toilet.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah.
There is a photo of me with a bowl of chips. And the caption is, who wore it better?
Okay, so this doesn't make any sense.
You can do a voice prompt, and it's my best dad joke. And I specifically picked terrible jokes. Sounds like this.
Okay, I have two. The first one is worse. What does a DJ name his son? Eric. And the second one, if you're still here, is what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy and one's a little lighter.
Very good. That's good. I like it.
There's a photo.
I like that one.
I'd argue that they're actual dad jokes.
They are dad jokes.
So you should have just said something completely random that doesn't make sense if you're really giving up.
But most of my messages are for that message or are for that voice note and people are just being like, I don't get it. I'm like, okay, Grant, off you go.
You're not getting my crack.
No, there's a photo of me and my housemate Ben. You're not getting my crack. There's a photo of me and my housemate Ben and the caption is, I'm learning how to... That's it.
That would be like I'm learning how to be in a relationship with a man.
Such an annoying profile.
Yeah, this drives me nuts.
Another prompt is, when I need advice, I go to, and most people would say, their granny.
Or a therapist.
Their therapist. Yeah. Their mom, their dad. I wrote the Snapchat AI robot.
Oh, Dave, you're really not setting yourself up well here.
Huge red flag.
There's a photo of me and my granny. It's the cutest photo on my Hinge profile.
I think I know it. You and Doreen look great in that photo.
And the caption is, thank you for coming to my TED talk. Another prompt. The one thing you should know about me is, and I said, I'm much better when reheated the next day.
It's so frustrating.
There's a photo of me at the rugby match. And the caption is, hashtag Mondays, am I right?
I'm so angry.
So I hate you.
And then there's a photo of me at a movie premiere. And it, the caption is, write the subtitles for this video. It's not a video. It's a photo. So if you see the Hinge profile, give it a little like.
Give it a left swipe. Whatever you have to do to exit that one.
Stay away.
Oh my God, this man
is
trouble.
You get your kicks out of annoying people?
I do. I really do.
What kind of responses are you getting to this?
I don't get it. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. I get it in my head. It's just one of those things where you think you're being really, really funny in your own head. Until
you're looking
like,
for the one potential person out there.
Exactly.
Who might get that.
I'm looking for, what's your one's name? Sacha Baron Cohen, because I'm obviously such a comedian. I'm looking from the Isla Fisher to my Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right, okay.
Who are actually divorced in the last 2 weeks.
I preferred Single Dave last time out.
Why? Because he tried.
Does he care? You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Would love to know this morning on WhatsApp 087 711 1038. Get in touch. When have you gotten an injury at the absolute worst time? Remember people who like ended up with a cast for their leaving cert and had to get a scribe, or maybe you're on crutches for your wedding, or maybe you had to go into A&E on holidays because you had a trip or a fall or something.
Oh my God, yeah.
When have you gotten an injury at the worst time? 087 711 1038. I have been dying to tell you guys about my most recent injury.
I can't picture why it'd be the worst time, because I'm like, what does she have going on at the moment?
Now, it wasn't as dramatic as those examples that I've given. Okay. But in terms of like what I was doing at the time, it was really, really bad timing when I got this injury. And I've been wanting to tell you, I've been suffering in silence for a week now. So about 10 days ago, it was a Saturday, I was off to Cork to my friend's 30th.
Remember this.
Yeah. I was getting the train at 3 o'clock. And it takes me about half an hour to get to the train station. And at 2 o'clock, I decided I'll curl my hair. This was silly, because curling my hair takes at least 20 to 25 minutes.
Okay.
So I didn't have enough time to curl my hair. But however, I decided I'll curl my hair.
Right.
But I was kind of all go. I still hadn't fully packed my bag. I was a bit frazzled. It was really hot that day as well. So I turned on the curler, went off. Then had the curler down on a little table, whatever. I was like, go curl my hair. The curler is ready. Picked up the curler on the wand end. Picked it up from low down.
Oh,
it was
Jesus.
Up in the air. Like, you know the way sometimes your pain receptors don't
click in.
Click in until the skin is almost burnt off your hands.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I dropped it, and luckily I had no shoes on, I had no socks on, but thank God I didn't drop it on my foot then. That would have been a double whammy.
Yeah.
But I dropped it on the ground and I was literally like, ran to the tap, like cold water, the whole lot.
So painful.
Oh my God. I was like, I could just feel like my body was like, whoa, 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 whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Your body
whoa,
just
what
goes
the
into
hell,
this
the hell,
like,
the hell,
yeah, yeah, reject,
yeah.
reject, reject.
Yeah, yeah, and a burn. Oh my God, the searing pain of a burn, right?
And you know what happens sometimes as well? It's almost like you can smell it.
I'll show you now.
It's
well healed. The blister has come and gone. The blister last week was like bulging
out
my skin.
How did I not notice this? You speak with your hands a lot.
Yeah, why didn't you bring it up last week?
A few times I was afraid these were going to see it. So I had like a big burn here in the on the palm of my hand, and then like little tiny burns all along my fingers from when I grabbed it or whatever.
You poor thing.
It was so dramatic. And then I was actually like, oh my God, I have to get a train in an hour. I haven't packed my bag. So I'm there like, I wrap up like an ice cube in some kitchen roll and like you use that as a little
portable tap. Anything, yeah.
And I'm meeting my friend at the train station in an hour, and I've actually clipped up the voice notes that I sent her, and they did contain a lot of expletives, okay, which have been bleeped. But this is just a flavour of the feeling.
And the panic.
And oh my God, I just kicked up the curler from the wand. This is really bad timing. I'm trying to do my hair and I just picked up the hot wand. Sorry. Oh, that is so not ideal. I just have, like, I have to leave in like 5 minutes. I haven't even put everything in my bag. Anyway, I'll be fine. Sorry.
Immediately after.
Oh, I know.
That makes me cry.
That's awful.
Something similar happened
absolutely
to poor
bawled my eyes out.
Poor Alima, my housemate, happened a couple of weeks ago. She was kneeling down the floor to get something from somewhere under her bed and she knelt down in her hot curler.
Ugh.
Her knee. Oh, lads, it's disgusting. But like, it was disgusting, the poor thing.
It's so sad.
Did you not know that that's the hot part?
I just like didn't look as I went to pick it up.
What?
Yeah. They shouldn't be all black. Anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, so I had to pack my bag with one hand. I had to get on the train with a giant ice cube wrapped around my hand. It wasn't great timing at all. But I'm sure there are worstly timed injuries out there.
Yes.
So would love to know, what was your worst timed injury? 087 711 1038.
Something that just really affects your plans.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, you know, you're meant to be someone, you're like, I'm at home because
this is
going to
ruin the
miserable
home.
For the rest of the time.
Yeah. Your voice notes, welcome on 087 711 1038.
But I was telling you that a week ago, I was an hour away from getting a train to Cork and I picked up the curling wand by the hot wand end and burnt the whole inside of my hand.
Not good.
It has recovered quite well, but yeah, with an hour to go before catching a train, it was not ideal timing
at
all.
Not at all.
I can only anticipate the panic that you were feeling.
Yes, it was grim.
Especially on your way to a party or whatever. But I was kind of thinking about, like, I remember, like, an injury, not really, mm-hmm, for me personally. But I do remember, like, getting, like, stuff like a cold sore right before a big party or something.
Yeah.
But I do remember accidentally, closing the car door on my sister's hands. And her nails were black for her confirmation.
Oh!
Yeah. Nasty.
Not good at all.
Natasha was on.
It wasn't actually my injury, but my boyfriend's. He broke his hip and fib in a football accident 2 years ago, 12 weeks before I was due to give birth to our second baby.
Oh, crikey.
And the recovery for Sam was 12 weeks, so we were stressed to the max.
Imagine there's no husband to hold the child. I got nobody to give away to.
Becca, what's the story? What was your worst timed injury?
Well, a month ago, me and my partner were going away there to Tenerife.
Yeah.
So I accidentally split my nose open. Had to get stitches. That week was also my 30th.
No!
So, yeah.
How did that happen to you?
We were just out the back and it was a windy day, so timber fell and just knocked me straight in the middle of the nose.
That's so unlucky.
That's some knock.
What the hell?
Very unlucky.
Had you a gammy looking nose for your 30th and your holiday and all?
Luckily enough, the stitches came out like 2 days before, right. But like the sun helped when we were away.
I did it.
But like before we were going away, my partner dislocated his knee.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Yous were not meant to go on holidays.
No. I know. We haven't left the country in like 5 years.
Oh my God,
Becca, that's a nightmare.
No big Instagram pics from the holiday, so.
No, Jesus, no. He's in a big brace, he was.
Thanks, Becca. Glad you're doing better now.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
See you, Becca.
Let's go. Wicca. We got a little more we need.
Emma, David, Ashling with you on Spin, coming up on 3 minutes after nine.
What's happening? How are we? Do you remember last week I was telling you that I doubled my exercise time from 2 minutes to 4 minutes?
Oh, yes. That was a big day.
You were wondering why you're not ripped yet. It was a very confusing
very
time.
Very confusing time.
Given you're doing 4 minutes a day.
So I was obviously just being a little bit silly back then. It has not gone from 2 minutes to 4 minutes, but it did in fact go from 5 minutes to 10 minutes.
Well done.
That has since gone from 10 minutes to 20 minutes.
Ooh.
However.
In a week. That's good going, Dave.
However. And I just want to, I don't want to get given out to for this. It's 2 10-minute sessions. So it is one when I get home after work, and it is one right before I go to bed.
That's all right, Dave.
I don't think that matters.
I kind of disagree. I feel like I'm not actually doing anything. I feel like, you know, some people are like, oh, I'll go and do 20 push-ups. I'll do one, and then an hour later, I'll do maybe two.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's not really going to work.
Is it not? Like, once you kind of start the exercise process, does it like,
it's all about your longevity and your ability to have some more stamina.
Stamina.
So all of yesterday I had this idea. I was going to go over 10 minutes when I come home from work and 10 minutes before I go to bed, right? And I'll be ripped before my trip to Lanzarote in a couple of weeks, right? Not going to happen. But we were meant to go to an event last night and it was like drinks and pizza or whatever. And I was like, if I go, I'll have drinks and pizza. And then I'll feel really crap about myself. So for the very first time in my history.
No, wait, stop. Don't say another word.
You're kidding.
I can't believe it. This is, I'm totally overwhelmed by this, Dave.
It was a big moment where I said no. to pizza and drinks. And I stayed at home and I had a fit food.
I feel like crying.
I actually am really overwhelmed.
It's a big moment for me.
Like, what are we going to do about your... But your whole personality is the unhealthy one. Don't change.
It'd be fine. Once I come back from Lanzarote, I'll be back to eating whatever
okay,
I want.
Okay, so it's just a few weeks.
Just so I can get ripped for Lanza, you know?
Yeah.
I knew the ecosystem was out of kilter the last 24
something
hours.
Something was wrong
like, something's
today.
Wrong.
Yeah, dodgy today.
I said well, no Dave, drinks and pizza. Aren't you proud of me?
I am actually quite proud of you.
That's so impressive.
I'm kind of taken aback. I can't even look at you.
I might hold a family meeting.
What if we both start to fancy you?
Then we're in you trouble. Don't already?
You're with Emma, David, Aisling. This is Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
So I want to tell you about this. There is rumours circling around La La Land, and I'd imagine they're 100% true, just the way the world is going.
La La Land.
Yeah, that would be LA, yeah. Los Angeles.
But I haven't heard the term La La Land since like the early 2000s.
I never heard that. I was thinking about the movie there.
Look, I decided to go for something. It didn't really land. We move on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We won't discuss it. We move on.
Taylor Swift, apparently she had a meeting with Kevin Feige, he's the president of Marvel Studios. Didn't know they had a president.
No way.
Very official. Good morning, Mr. President. Rumours first began when people started comparing Taylor's likeness to a certain musical Mutants album cover in X-Men Apocalypse called The Dazzler. That's the character's name, right?
Okay.
The Dazzler, that she looked like, and she's a musician and things like that. And people were like, oh, you know, could she, you know. That was years ago. Nothing ever came of it back then, right? But the rumours then, they kind of kept going, unfortunately, for the people working there. Speculation really kicked off when Taylor was spotted at the Kansas City Chiefs versus New York Jets game. Now, Kansas City Chiefs, her fella does play for them, Travis Kelce. So they were playing the New York Jets, but she was with Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy and Marvel stars Ryan Reynolds who plays Wolverine and Hugh Jackman Ryan Reynolds who plays Wade Wilson who's Deadpool and Hugh Jackman who played Wolverine. So she's hanging out with these people.
Okay, she's and you're in kind the Marvel verse.
Like, she is. Like you're kind of like, why is she hanging out with these people? Although I know she is friends like Blake Lively and stuff like that.
Yeah, that explains Ryan Reynolds.
But to be hanging out with the kind of director.
Yeah, that's unusual.
It is quite unusual.
I know that this isn't a really positive thing to say and doesn't reflect very well on me at all, especially as a woman and all that.
Sorry, Taylor Swift is an artist. She's a singer. Is that what you're going to ask?
No. I was going to say, if she's in talks with Marvel and going to be the next big star, at her level of fame and fortune in particular, I'd be like, all right, guys, I'm out. I would honestly spend my days painting and like baking stuff, cutting the grass, going bringing the dog for a walk. I've done enough.
That's the difference between you and Taylor Swift.
I've made
She's a grafter, you know.
Do you ever get to the point where you're like, I actually don't need any more money. I have enough now.
I wonder.
Sort loads of people out. I have enough.
Yeah, no? I honestly, at that point,
they don't seem
like,
to. They must love the drive.
They're trying to create generational wealth, I suppose, aren't they? But basically, a lot of people are asking the same thing. Is she going to be in the new Deadpool movie, Deadpool and Wolverine? Sean Levy was asked about the Dazzler rumors last year, and he basically declined to offer any input or whatever. Ryan Reynolds was also asked and he said there's so much speculation about so many people that might end up in the film. I saw one that was convinced Elvis was in the movie. Surprises are the essence of Deadpool, which is absolutely fair enough because it absolutely is. I love Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool's great.
Based on what people have seen and talked about online, Taylor is in the movie but she's just playing herself, which I actually think makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you put Taylor Swift in a Wolverine movie or a Deadpool movie, you're just going to be distracted. You're going to be like, that's not... It's like when they put Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that
you're not going, that's a character. You're going, that's Ed Sheeran.
Same with Rihanna. She did a bit of acting as well. And you're that's Rihanna though.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, stop putting these giant stars in movies. Fine, put them in as themselves.
Yeah.
But don't put them in as different characters. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because she has actually played a couple of other characters in movies and TV shows before.
Who?
Taylor Swift. I didn't know about this.
She was in New Girl, wasn't she?
She was in New Girl. I didn't know she was in New Girl until literally this morning I was looking it up. She was in a movie called Amsterdam with Christian Bale and Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that came out.
She was in Cats. Do you remember that crap movie, Cats?
Oh my god, she was in Cats.
Yeah, she was in Cats.
That was a horrible film.
Beautiful musical though.
She was in The Lorax as the voice of Audrey. Don't know who.
I love The Lorax.
I've never... Do you know who Audrey is?
It's like an animated film.
Right, okay.
Just a general character.
And she played Felicia in the 2010 rom-com Valentine's Day with Jessica Biel and Anne Hathaway.
I love those movies. They need to bring those movies back where it's just...
absolute trash, Callum.
Like, there was Valentine's Day. I think it was New Year's Day. It's just like, these... So many celebrities.
Oh, they're running out of things. What are they going to do, like, Pancake Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, 15 stars.
And it was like Love Actually, where it was all intertwined, wasn't it? I that is kind of my peak genre. Yeah.
It'll be the next one, Ash Wednesday or something.
So there is a new rumour now that she's claiming that she might be lining up a Marvel Cinematic Universe role down the line. But for now, I'd imagine she will be in the Deadpool movie, but just playing herself.
Interesting. Maybe that will plant the seed for her to like morph into a Dazzler or whatever.
How does she justify like the minutes in the day it's going to take her to brush her teeth? She's so much going on. I couldn't.
Sure, don't we all?
Yeah, right. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm going on this trip on Friday, obviously, to New York. I've talked at length about it, but I have a top. Anyway, just in the back of my mind for the last while, I was thinking about outfits. What would be a cool outfit for New York? And looking up the weather this time of year, all that kind of stuff. I want to pack properly.
Oh, yeah.
And not be lugging around loads of stuff. So I have this real kind of cerise pink, vibrant top. And I was like, that'd be kind of cool as a
cerise.
Cerise pink is like very kind of like the spin pink.
That is beautiful pink.
Spin pink is very cerise
pink. The best pink.
Yeah,
it
I know.
It is the best
pink. And it's one of my favourite colours to wear, and people are always like, you're repping spin. And I was like, yeah, but
I was rocking this before.
I actually really like cerise pink. Anyway, so I have this pair of like culotte trousers. Culotte trousers, Dave and Callum in the room, are like kind of 3/4 length cut off baggy trousers.
Save it for the girly quiz.
I think we've done it before. But I bought these back in like 2017 and I love them. Do you always have a pair of trousers that are like, you rock them.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They're not stuck to you. You feel like you look all right in them. And because I bought them so many years ago as kind of a whitey cream, they're not looking the best.
Okay.
So I said to myself, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dye these cerise pink to make the outfit work.
Ooh.
I have dyed my clothes before. I was really into it a few years ago. If any kind of jacket wasn't looking great and was denim, I'd dye it black or whatever.
Deadly.
And a lot of my clothes would be dyed. Not a lot of, but I'd say 7 or 8 items I own, I've dyed.
I used to dye my black jeans.
Great idea.
All the time, yeah.
I actually have a denim jacket that's black at the moment, but it's gone a bit grey. It could do with a dye soon. To
nice.
Dye it back black. Anyway.
I never even thought that this was an option to do.
You just pick it up from a dressmaker's or wherever. The art and hobby shops even have them
right,
as well.
Right, okay.
So off I went. Cerise pink trousers. Was very excited about this the other evening. Picked up the trousers in my room. Similarly, there was kind of a long-sleeved, jumpery, t-shirty styled top that was cotton and again was looking a bit miserable.
Was it like white as well?
It was white. It had been around for a few years. I said, that'd also be nice, cerise pink. Let's chuck them both in. So I was very excited. I was actually watching the washing machine like a child, being like, look at all that dye.
Do you put it in the washing machine? Yeah, that's how you dye it?
There's different systems. Some of them you hand wash, but this particular one I bought, you put it in with the clothes.
That's handy.
Very handy.
So handy. Are you ever worried that the rest, your next wash is going to be pink?
No, I'll get to it. There's
okay.
a system.
Oh,
there's
wow,
a system,
okay.
I'll tell you about.
So, Ashley, there's a system.
Sorry. I jumped the gun.
So out they came, spin, in I go, ready for my new outfit for New York. The trousers are as cream as they were before they went in.
No!
In fact, I would say they were creamer than they were than they went in.
So you've just washed it with deodorant or detergent is what you've done.
But the top, which went in with them, stunning.
Oh, right,
the pinkest
okay.
of the pink, absolutely gorgeous. But not that was never the priority. I never really cared about the top.
Oh, no.
It's what I wanted.
Is it like when you put two things on a plate in the microwave and only one of them gets hot?
Does that happen?
It's always the rice.
I put this on my Instagram story. I was to say I was baffled as an understatement. They were in the same wash. How the trousers just completely averted any real evidence of being dyed really baffled me.
Yeah.
So I said, I put on my Instagram story, I was looking for some advice. A lot of people were saying, oh, I'd say the cotton of that top sucked up every last bit of that dye. Go again. So off I went again yesterday.
Oh, you did.
This time I said, I'm going to go hard on this. I bought 2 balls of dye.
No, you didn't.
And this time it's just the trousers going into the wash.
Double cerise pink.
Double cerise
pink.
Oh,
no.
I was doing the double on it. In they went again. At this point, I was like, I can't wash the washing machine. I can't deal with the anticipation of this.
Can I ask how much you spent on dye now at this point?
I'll get to it. So off
a lot
go.
To get to.
Spin. Really excited for my deep cerise pink trousers from out of the wash that I bought in 2017 for about €15. Creamer than they even were before they
Stop!
Went in. With 2 bottles of cerise pink dye.
What are these made of?
This
plastic?
Is the thing. I probably should have Googled this before going the second time. Some items just don't dye. Polyester, not great. Acrylic, not great. Anything waterproofed, not great. Delicate, dry, clean fabrics, not great. Or any fabric backed with rubber, they're not. I'm going to guess they're polyester. They're not labelled anymore because they're so old.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm guessing they're polyester and that's the problem.
Could you spray paint them?
At this point, they are currently being dried and they'll be going into the clothes bank because it's time to move on.
Oh, Christ. Someone lucky is going to get them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose the best way to dispose of them. But it's funny because I was like, I am such an ethical queen. Like, I'm here dyeing my clothes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I realised? I might as well have been on Shein.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, coming back to your question,
yeah,
to clean the washing machine, you put them on the first wash with the dye, okay? Yeah. Then you put them immediately on a second wash once they've been dyed with like with a pod this time to actually wash them,
okay?
Right? And then when they're out, you put another pod in or whatever your detergent is and you wash the washing machine again. So,
your bills are going to be mad.
First of all, for the 15 euro trousers, I spent 30 euro on dye.
Oh,
none
no,
worked.
Emma!
And number two, trying to be ethical and more sustainable meant that the washing machine was on six times for one purpose. So, as
for
I
nothing.
Said, I might as well have been on Shein. I think my carbon footprint was worse.
You would have done better for the environment if you went to Shein.
If it was shipped from wherever across the world.
Oh, no.
Look, we tried.
A fast fashion queen.
Yeah.
No, don't say that. I love that now. Bit of a grower, I think. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, some fans were obsessed with from the beginning. I don't mean to overuse the word obsessed, but it is. It's so good. It is called Obsessed, and it's from Olivia Rodrigo. You're listening to Spin.
Very teenage angsty.
It is indeed.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We want to send you to Sea Session Surf and Music Festival. It's happening this June in Bundoran. Beach sports, surfing, skateboarding, and obviously a ton of music to be enjoyed.
Skateboarding
there
as well. I didn't know that was going on.
No, it was all sorts.
It's unreal. Music acts including BLK, Jazzy, Keen to Crow, and Johnny Marr. We got a pair of weekend camping tickets to give away right now.
All you got to do is tell us the song that we have put underwater this morning. Louise thinks she knows. How are you this morning, Louise?
Excited.
Oh, good.
Why?
Why on earth would you be excited? Weird.
It's not the cash machine, but like...
It'll do.
If you were to win these tickets off us right now, Louise, can you guarantee us that you would go and enjoy them, yes?
100%.
Right, and who would go with you?
My boyfriend, probably.
Right. Very nice.
Or just romantic weekend in Bundoran. You just have to tell us what song we have thrust under the sea.
Bubbles coming out of her mouth.
Sorry, Louise, I couldn't hear you there because we were under the sea. We're back up now.
We're back up on
ice. What artist do you think that is?
Jazzy, giving me.
Let's check.
Yeah. Step by step and you're moving in. That is going to be one hell of a lineup. Nice one, Louise.
Thank you.
You're very
delighted
welcome.
For you. Have you ever been?
About 3 years ago, I think. Oh. Yeah, it was a washout, but you know what? It didn't actually matter at all.
Doesn't matter.
And who was on the lineup, Louise, from back in 3 years ago?
I want to say Bicep was there, but I can't guarantee that.
Cool.
That's right. Fair enough. You had a good weekend then.
Yeah.
Well, have the best time, Louise. Well done.
See you, Louise.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
See you later. If you missed out today or this morning on our show, don't you worry.
That's
we're looking after
all,
you.
All, yes. More chances to win Sea Session tickets, weekend camping passes at that, all day long on Spin. Michaela from 10, Steve from 3, and Marty from 7.
Yep. Adam had a lot of tickets in the drawer.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I have finally figured it out because this is discussed and it's a talking point online quite a bit and among friends. How do you know when you feel a bit old or whatever?
Oh, I thought it was today's Wordle. I was going to ask you for a clue.
I think I have it down.
Well,
I've been invited to a baby shower.
Oh!
No way! Yeah.
I have a baby shower later and I had to Google, what do you wear to a baby shower? Like, what's appropriate?
Yeah, what do you wear? What do you bring? Yeah, what do you say?
You know who's a queen and she's on the way next, Michaela. She's also going to the same baby shower. She's great with gifts. She knows what to get.
Oh.
So she organised a few of us to get together on a gift.
Of course she did.
Of course
you
she
Revolut,
did.
Michaela, a few bob and she'll sort it out.
Job done. She's a queen.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm still thinking about, I went to hug someone yesterday who I haven't seen in a while and I went to like going to go around the left hand side of their face and they turned their face also to the left-hand side, and I kind of had to wrap my head around their head.
Two heads going the same way.
I have not been able to stop thinking about it.
Have you ever knocked heads with someone when you're trying to hug them?
Oh, yeah, but I'm...
Very embarrassing.
But like, I'm very clearly going to the left. I'm not going in for the shift here.
Can we do it?
Yeah. So...
Okay, they're doing it.
I'm scared.
They're standing up. Don't shift. Don't shift. Don't shift.
So weird.
Okay, they didn't shift.
It's like our right ears just touched for no reason. Like, why turn your head that way?
Do I have to tell my boyfriend Alex that I just did that?
Well, we have it all on video.
You're actually pregnant.
Okay, that's on the way. See you back here tomorrow morning.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.